Well, today we have a guest joining us by phone. Josh Bledsoe is with us. He's a member of the Presidio Brass, which has a show coming up very quickly here on Saturday, April 27th at 7 o'clock at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. Josh, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for your time. I know I'm talking to you from a little distance. You're down in Florida.
I am down in Florida. I live in the Panhandle, so I am... just got done teaching, but I'm looking forward to getting to Iowa.
Very good. Well, as a university professor, you have your day job, but this Presidio Brass thing seems to keep you pretty busy, too.
It does. Luckily, the University of West Florida is very, very flexible with me and allows me to tour and tour a lot with Presidio Brass. So they're very flexible with me, and I could not be more grateful because I get to share the amazing things that Presidio does with the next generation of musicians who are being trained to be professional musicians.
Great. Let's talk about Presidio Brass. What is it?
The Presidio Brass is a brass quintet on steroids. It's a chamber music ensemble like you've never heard before. We have an incredible mix of humor, choreography, we add in extra instruments, so we're not just playing, you know, trombone, trumpet, and tuba. We're playing piano. We've got hand percussion. We've got all kinds of stuff, and I even sing during the show. So it is a show in every sense of the word. You're not just coming to hear a concert. You're coming to see a show.
Five people. You mentioned a quintet. You are one. Where are the other four located? You're in Florida. Do you guys travel quite a bit?
We do. We travel quite a bit. And even though the group is based in San Diego, we live in various places. I live in Florida. One of our members lives in Chicago, the other in Arkansas, and two live in Los Angeles.
Wow. How often do you get together to practice?
Well, before every touring season begins, we get together for several days, and we generally rehearse for 9 to 12 hours of the day. And we have our producers there and such that are kind of making sure we stay on task. And then as we're touring around the country, we'll go home for a little bit, we'll come back, and we'll have rehearsals before we head out for the next tour and things of that nature. Fortunately, we are busy enough that we spend time at home, but not enough that we forget how to do what we're doing.
Well, so many musical groups spend so much time with each other on the road, they end up breaking up. Is this the key to your success? You guys only see each other as often as you need to?
Well, we see each other a whole lot, but I think the key to our success is actually that the five of us are five best friends, even though... you know, you're a lot like a family when you spend 24 hours a day together for, you know, 2 or 3 weeks at a time. It can become very, very difficult, but it's a very family type dynamic in the group. And we really get along well. We have a good time hanging out. We have a good time joking with each other. And I think you'll definitely see that from the stage.
Yeah, the show is not meant to be just large pieces of brass doing movements and things. This is meant to be a fun show that's going to bring people into it, right?
Oh, absolutely. Everything that you're going to hear is from the Broadway stage or related to Broadway in some way. And the whole idea is you're not coming to hear a group sit down in tuxedos and play for music stands. You're coming to see an incredible ensemble do choreography from memory, and we are dressed sharp, and we've got, you know, humor to boot. So you're coming to see an actual show and not just sit down and listen to a concert.
Now, I'm looking at some of the background details. I see it mentions that you primarily work the trombone. What do the other members do?
So I play the trombone, and I also sing during the show. We have two trumpets who play a variety of different trumpets. We have a tuba who also plays piano, and then the other member, Jeff, he plays the euphonium. He also plays the trombone, and he plays various percussion instruments like the egg shaker. He plays the cowbell. He uses brushes. So he plays a lot of little smaller things.
Wow. Josh, how'd you ever get started with music?
Well, I get this question a lot when we're touring around, and for me, the answer is a little bit unique. Both of my parents were music teachers. So my dad was a band director. My mom was a choral director. So people ask how I got started in music, and I had no idea that you could do anything else until I was about 25 years old. But I fell in love with music as a young kid because I saw how much joy it brought my parents and how much joy it brought other people in my life. And so I was hooked as a musician from a very young age, but I really decided somewhere around the age of 15 that I just couldn't see myself doing anything else. And I think that everyone in Presidio around that age discovered that music was just something that we could really never give up. And ultimately, you know, we all wound up going to the university, various universities across the United States, and all of us have advanced degrees in music, and here we are today.
Did you guys all grow up together, or did you come from different places?
Oh, no, we all come from very different places, and we all have, you know, different sort of origin stories, if you will, about how we got involved in music. But all of us had the similar experience of, you know, being in our middle school and high school band programs and going from there to school and then graduating into the professional world.
Sure. How'd y'all come together as Presidio Brass?
Well, Presidio started 13 years ago, and the five original members got together because some legislation had been passed in California that decimated arts budgets across the state. And so when these arts budgets were decimated, it ultimately meant that arts programs were cut. So these five individuals decided they could do something about it and take music back into the schools where these students no longer had an outlet to learn to appreciate music. And very quickly, the group got a national touring contract, and in the 13 years since, the group has recorded four CDs. We have been all over the world and have partnerships with KHS America, who provides our excellent Exo Brass instruments, as well as VH1 Save the Music, where we get to go into underserved populations and hopefully inspire them to continue to study and love music.
Sure. And you five are the original five?
No.
Not quite.
Our longest running member, who's very close, has been in the group for 9 years. And the last original member retired at the end of last year and decided to spend some time at home, spend some time getting to, you know, really have quality time with his family. So over the years, there's been, you know, little bits of turnover over the 13 years.
You betcha. Well, it sounds like you have a good time doing a lot of traveling. When you get on stage to do the shows, no matter if it's a larger venue or a smaller venue, do you work hard to work that audience in to bring them into the show?
Oh, absolutely. It doesn't matter if we're playing for five people or 5,000. We are going to bring, you know, an incredible amount of energy, and we're going to try to engage that audience, you know, and you know, it doesn't matter what the size of crowd or the venue or, you know, whether it's in the morning or the afternoon or the evening, you know, you're going to get a very energetic group of musicians trying to reach and interact with the audience.
Well, it's got to be neat being able to play in some of these more historic locations, these historic buildings that have been refurbished, like the Warren Cultural Center.
Oh, it's amazing to get to play in a place that has history, because, you know, anytime we're going to places that have a long history of hosting music and being a part of a community, one, it helps us feel like we're a part of a long tradition of music and music loving and music appreciating in a community. But it also is a little bit special because, you know, maybe in another 50 or 100 years, we can be a small part of that history that theater or that hall or that whatever it happens to be brings to the community.
That's a great way to look at it. The show that you're going to be putting on here, the selections you'll be playing, these are things that folks will be familiar with?
Oh, absolutely. You'll be familiar with everything. The whole show is titled And All That Brass, which is our favorite and the audience's favorite collection of music from the Broadway stage. And so you'll recognize themes from The Phantom of the Opera, Oklahoma, the Music Man, you know, and the, your, I don't want to give everything away, but your favorite hits from the Broadway stage, you'll be able to sing along. You'll be taking a trip down memory lane as you kind of remember maybe where you were the first time, you know, you heard The Sound of Music.
Awesome. Again, that's coming up on Saturday, April 27th. That's a 7 p.m. show at the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield. Of course, you can go online or give them a call to get those tickets if you're looking to get in on a great show that should be a real family-friendly show, right?
Oh, absolutely. All ages, from 7 to 75 or even older. You know, anybody is going to enjoy it.
Excellent. That's Josh Bledsoe. He's with Presidio Brass. Make sure you get in on that show before those tickets are gone. Josh, thank you so much. Hey, good luck with the program.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.